Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within, deep like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to In
Lighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahakian, and you are listening to us live Monday morning, spring equinox, officially yesterday. Happy spring equinox. Springing here, springing about life, springing new ideas, springing new inspirations, springing new enlightening ways for you to spend your days in better ways and higher expressions of the most authentic you humanly possible. So welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. I'm Lisa Sahakian, your hostess, coming to you live from Santa Monica, California. I've got some great news to share that will come up in a minute. So I want to take a moment for the musical inspiration of the show, Ricky Byers Beckwith. You know, she's just been so great. I've been so thankful. I just love the music, the opening music, One With The One. It's only one of many of her songs that she just truly moves through her, as her, and then really inspires other people. The reason why I chose Ricky Byers Beckwith is because there is a tremendous sense of congruence in a tremendous presence of congruence in her living. She's probably one of the most authentic big women, you know, big women meaning like big personality women, big on the planet, big doing big things, you know. But she's one of the most authentic women in that capacity that I know, quite down to earth. And I know a handful of ladies like that. I'm very grateful. So take a moment and Google Ricky Byers Beckwith music. And thanks again, Ricky, for the musical inspiration for the show. We also want to remind you that Enlighten Up Radio is a proud sponsor of the Building the New World Conference taking place May 28th through the 31st, 2015 at Radford, Virginia. Barbara Marx Hubbard and 50 other living luminaries from around the world will speak about the wheel of co-creation, which is really what this planet is all about. If you want to be successful in Lighten Up Listeners, you want to learn about co-creating, co-conspiring, learning to work with other people, inclusivity, a world that's win-win, solution-oriented, living in a solution, living in a yes, learning how to live in polarities, learning how to hold opposing ideas, strongly potentially charged ideas, but being able to stay in the center of it, called a polarity, and then from there we create an entirely new energy of possibility within the space of possibility within the space of the middle, neutrality between the yes and the no becomes a new energy and a new possibility. And if you think that I'm excited about it in my voice, you're only a smidgen of what I'm experiencing in my life right now. So if you want to get in that tribe, if you will, you know, we're all under the same tribe, but this tribe is focused, has a focus on the planet. And we're learning how to, with the wheel of co-creation, we're learning how to manifest this life, a life that we deserve, a better life for everyone, where everyone wins. So you can join me, Lisa Sahakian, and hear me speak at this evolutionary event by registering for the conference at www.bboytnw.org, buildingthenewworld.org, btnw.org. So what I'd like to share with you in this moment is my gratitude and appreciation for being given this platform to speak at Building the New World Conference. So the work that I do is highly congruent. It's always been that way. So consequently, in the beginning, it took me a little while to get here. And I'll tell you something. I've got the faith of armies. I always knew that my life would have some kind of resurgence, rebirth, renaissance at the second half of my life. People have told me that all my life. So I've really patiently waited for it because, you know, and whether that was happening or not, whether I had that as a dangling carrot or a truth or a reality or the reality of my destiny or just something I told myself to feel better, regardless of what it was, it did keep me in a holding pattern of feeling better. It helped me really realize that it is part of the journey. So I became very present to the journey itself. My teachers, I've shared this a few times, but it's really important to slow down, enlightenment listeners. We all want to slow down a lot, start paying attention, because living the other phase of your life, God willing, we have a nice, full, effulgent life experience, full of ideas and expression, highs and lows, goods and bads, all of it, because there is no separation. Hopefully, we have that big of a life experience in our own unique way. In our own unique way. Big could mean successfully raising a family as two partners do. It doesn't need to be standing on a stage, right? So it's important that we really create community, create tribe, create information, resources, share this information, share the resources with each and every individual. Take a moment to slow down, because what you'll see is, the way I'm seeing right now, is that the end result of my life has culminated into literally everything that I've ever done in my life before. There is a puzzle that is being completed, and the center, you know, there's just these little teeny pieces that I get to, now that I can see the vision, and now that my vision is actually out picturing. I've got clients now. I have a business manager for a 6-acre farm in Malibu now, helping that farmer, Alan Cunningham, get his business up and running. Really teaching, applying, sharing the tools of success in consciousness. Teaching, applying, sharing the tools of success in consciousness, because that's where it starts. So when we start learning to accept, enjoy, allow the journey as it's all necessary, we really start having a better experience. And then not only do we feel better, we start really resonating at a different level. If you could imagine a centrifuge. And when we begin to resonate at the level of joy, authenticity, authentic joy, right? Authentic self-mastery, authentic living, authentic lifestyle, authentic eating habits, authentic sleeping habits, authentic relationships. I mean, really taking full-on ownership of our lives and what we're actually creating. Taking a moment to take responsibility for 50% of every relationship we've ever had. 50, not 100, not 49, but 50. It's even, it's balanced, it's neutral, all right? When we start taking responsibility and really start looking at our lives and really feeling better about who we are, what starts happening is this level of self-forgiveness. Because we care enough to slow down. We care enough to watch. You know, it's a real positive snowball effect. We care enough to watch where the energy is going. We care enough to pause a little in our morning before we start our day. We care enough to make a little bowl of oatmeal and fresh berries. That's what you like, with a little bit of good fatty acids in there. Omegas or something like that. You know, we take time. I mean, it's literally as easy as that. When we start, you know, doing these things congruently, it really is building a foundation of self-love, self-respect, self-awareness, self-dignity, self-nurturance, self-valuing, to really create a container, a vessel, soil foundation, if you will, that's ripe, fertile, and ready for anything that you put in it. It will manifest virtually instantly. I will tell you, case in point example, this weekend, on Saturday, we were having our first Spring Equinox Festival. It was magnificent at the Vital Zumen Farm, Malibu, California, on PCH. And I was listening to my business partner, the farmer, talk to me about his business. It was really, we've got this phenomenal dialogue and, you know, didactic dialogue where we share, and it's really under the undergirding and overgirding and encapsulated in this really new wheel of co-creation, if you will, wheel of inclusivity, wheel of authentic living, and really creating more community and awareness around that. And as he was just, you know, as we were sharing, it became very clear to me that this is really the only way that we can truly move forward with the grace and ease that we do. It is, you know, we're two or more gathered, as they say. So Alan, the farmer, and I are having this great co-creative experience as two business professionals focused our vision and intention in the same direction, coming from the same foundation, speaking the same spiritual language, coming from the same spiritual intelligence. We have the similar emotional intelligence. We go before each other in our intellectual abilities in what we have to share with one another, and it's this open, giving, creative atmosphere and environment. And it's nothing but positivity. So just in that space for two or more gathered, I'm taking what I'm doing, and it's so in alignment with this new business partner of mine. I raised my hands up and I just said, you know, I just allow everything that's supposed to happen. I'm totally okay with it. I'm a big enough container. Nothing bad's going to happen. You don't have to worry about getting too big. None of these things are in my mind anymore. I know that a lot of you get what I'm saying. There was a case in point in time where I was afraid to get big. I was afraid to get big because I was afraid to get big, all my other reasons. We don't go in that direction right now. But what happens when we create wheels of co-creation, start creating community, we really start valuing ourselves. We start getting mirrored, authentic mirrored picturing, out picturing examples of the kindness and the joy that we all are naturally, innately. We start living, learning, laughing, playing together, all under the umbrella of life. There's no separation between work and play. There becomes a better balance with it all. It becomes much more enjoyable. Work is not something you leave and run from or run to. Your home is not something you run from or run to as escape. It's all so authentic in its outpicturing that everything feels great. Well, here it is within less than 24 hours. I just said, I'm good with it. Spirit, let it all come through me. Just send me everyone that I need. Do it with grace and ease, and it's all okay. Completely getting chills right now all over. And it was really just like breathing, and I completely let it go. And in the moment that I said it, I was very humbly confident and clear that what I was speaking is law and will transpire. And that's how congruent, and when we're that authentic with ourselves, we can trust every word that comes out of our mouth. I'll repeat that. When we're that authentic with ourselves, we can trust every word out of our mouth. So you can cast the fishing line of everything that you say and know that it'll caught, consumed, received, all of those things. But when you send that fishing line out thought with any kind of inkling of a negative thought from a past experience or what have you, you send it out and basically you're whipping the casting line behind you and it doesn't go anywhere. It really doesn't go anywhere. We want to start creating such a space within ourselves of self-trust that everything that we say becomes law. So less than 24 hours, I'm at Agape International Spiritual Center, and two young men walk right up to me and said, "Hi, we're agriculture, permaculture, so-and-so, and our name is, we were sent over by divine," and it was, I was literally just standing there, and it started coming to me. So the table is set before us, enlighten up listeners. I give you these examples. I give you these examples to share with you the quote, miraculous ways that your life can start showing up, out picturing, expressing itself when you take the time to go into your state of self-mastery. I share with you tribes that help you cultivate this. All of my tribes are in action. We've got the Deep Change Spiritual Intelligence Tribe, governed, run, shared, co-created by the masterful, wonderful friend, colleague, and brilliant woman, Cindy Wigglesworth. You can Google deepdeepchange.com. I invite you to check out deepchange.com. They've got the Spiritual Intelligence Conference coming up. They're training people in spiritual intelligence. This will certify you in spiritual intelligence, and perhaps you'd like to join the team that we're all co-creating in bringing core values, humane, human, spiritual core values into the workplace, creating a better world for us all. So that is one place I'd like you to check out. If you go to the Deep Change site, you got a great quick video on Cindy Wigglesworth. She explains spiritual intelligence as the ability to behave with wisdom and compassion. The ability to behave with equanimity, wisdom, and compassion, right? Even in the midst of, as we say in Enlighten Up Radio, even in the midst of the most challenging situations, that's what we do. And, you know, just building an awareness around it is really quite vital. It's really quite key. I encourage you and invite you to check out the Deep Change community. Watch her, watch Cindy's TED Talk that is right here, the Roadmap to Nobility, we call it, and it certainly absolutely is. She's also got the Spiritual Intelligence book, Amazon bestseller, SQ21, the 21 Skills to Spiritual Intelligence. John Mackey is the co-founder and CEO of Whole Foods Markets. He wrote the foreword. We re-released the book. Cindy re-released the book, new edition to include John Mackey's endorsement, if you will. John Mackey has at least three copies. He has highlighted and written and scribbled in so many of them that he's purchased at least three, and he keeps them kind of everywhere. This really is a new world we're building in Light and Blisters. We are building a new world. It's really quite simple. So Cindy's got that component. Laura George is another amazing woman. And that's the Building the New World Conference that I am co-media sponsor for the Building the New World Conference taking place at Radford, Virginia. Now, the Building the New World Conference is another event and information that you definitely want to check out. I'm spending a lot of information on this because I really am focused and intending on giving you all as much information is humanly possible, tools, solutions, action steps. And, you know, just reading them, just let them wash over you, if you will. Let them wash over you. Let these ideas, this information on the radio show, just take it in for a minute. You don't, what I'm saying is not law. It's not the rule. It's not what you have to do. It's not what anyone has to do. Enlighten Up Radio, we offer simple life solutions to create a better world, not only for all of us, but for specifically, purposefully, the person inside. We enlighten up. We go inside. We create a better world inside. We create a better world all around us. We create a better world that works for everybody. So if you go to the Building the New World website, you'll get insights what we're going to be doing there at this conference. Really pinnacle. Now, the first one was stage 2008. Laura George, the producer, Reverend Laura George, the producer of Building the New World Conference, taking place May 28th through the 31st, Radford University. Wow. Wow. This is going to be amazing. We're a think tank of individuals. I am surrounded by some of the most influential, intelligent, modern-day living, road less traveled kind of individuals who are in action on the planet. Some of my colleagues are so in belief of what they're doing. They are picking up and they are taking the information to other parts of the planet as I do. I think that some of my colleagues are actually going to Italy to open up the spiritual intelligence community in Europe in general. You know, we're doing this at Radford University coming up. You've got lots of options. We will be live streaming, most likely, I believe it, 80%, 90% sure, we will be live streaming the Building the New World Conference. So we're going to be covering learning and education, communications and media, arts and culture, economies, or economics and business, peace building and relations, justice and governance, health and wellness, food, water and environment, infrastructure, resources, science and technology, spirituality and religion. Those are all of the aspects of the Wheel of Co-Creation inspired and designed by Barbara Marx Hubbard, which really creates a better world for us all. So go to buildingthenewworld.com, go check out deepchange.com, start living in the solution, start creating opportunities for yourself. Start creating opportunities for yourself to live the life that you deserve. Enlighten Up Radio, if you're listening for the first time, my name is Lisa Sahakian, and you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. We've got about 8 minutes left on the show, and what we do here at Enlighten Up Radio is we gather, we connect, and we commune to create better opportunities, better life solutions. Inspired Living Solutions is really what Inspired Living, my enterprise, is all about. Everything is pointed in the direction of solutions. So let me give you some energetic tools and tips for today, if I may. We've got a little while, and I'd like to share with you something. You know, a lot of people will ask us, you know, how do I stay in the positive? How do I monitor that? How do I become more aware of it? Now, we don't use the word control, and I'm pointing that on purpose, because we never want to control anything. It just works as a boomerang effect, and it's not a good boomerang effect. So, yeah. Definitely not. So what you want to do is start paying attention on a moment-by-moment basis of what you're doing. You want to start getting very present and very in the moment this week. You want to start noticing the horn that honks when you think of something. For example, a bird that flies by when I have a specific thought. I'll tell you, every time I have a peaceful thought and I look up to the sky, I see a bird or a butterfly these days. It's not that I'm just living on a ranch. It's not that I lived on Maui. I'm living in the metropolis of Santa Monica, California, and there are butterflies and birds all around me right now. And I am, they say that the totems of the, those are the totems of peace, you know, and sure, I'll own that. I'll accept that. You know, I've been doing a lot of inner work to manifest those types of expressions, but it wasn't always butterflies and birds and unicorns and rainbows. It was, car accidents and, you know, difficult relationships and unhealthy days, unhealthy living, unhealthy relationships, bad habits, waking up sad, you know. So I started in Lighten Up Radio because I understand what it means to live this life. Nobody goes through this life untouched, unscathed, untransformed by something. And if it doesn't happen to you early on, if you're fortunate enough to learn it early on, it's going to happen to you on your way out. So in Lighten Up Radio with me, Lisa Sahakian, allows us, gives us opportunities to learn a better way of living, to consider these tools, this information. You don't have to take them on. You don't have to share them with anyone. Although if they inspire you, I'm sure you're already sharing them. By the way, your life is out picturing. But it's not, you know, someone once told me a long time ago, you know, Lisa, just try these thoughts on. Wear them like a coat for a minute. Listen to these ideas. Just put them on like a coat for a minute. See what they feel like. See what they feel like. Is it a comfortable coat? Is it a good fit? You know, does it need a little bit of tweaking? Can I let it out a little bit? Or is it just not my style altogether? So we have choices. But the more choices we have, the better decisions that we can make. The more choices we have, the better, higher potentially decisions that we can make. Because when you enter this world of awareness, there's no turning back. When the light goes on, it never goes off again. And it's our struggle with attempting to go back to sleep, to turn the light off, for it not to be as transformative sometimes. It's that which creates the suffering. If we can really realize that the journey is absolutely magnificent, even in the physical discomfort, emotional discomfort, spiritual discomfort of it all. There was one time where I was really very ill with some kind of flu, and I was alone. And had it not been for an experience of very severe stomach flu, a food poisoning illness at a party I had once, it was really bad. Had I not had that experience and lived to tell, you know, and I was at a party, it was really bad what I experienced. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to ask anyone for help, and I really toughed it out alone. I probably should have gotten some help at that time, gone to the hospital, but I didn't. I stuck it out. So the experience that piggybacked upon that is, and that's the worst case scenario, but when we really learn from our experiences that we're not going to die, emotionality can make us feel, give us the impression and make us feel, it's a fleeting thing, like we're going to die sometimes, but we're not. So listening to Enlightenment, surrounding yourself with the deep change spiritual intelligence community, the Building the New World, Laura George, Peace Pentagon community, the Enlighten Up Inspired Living Solutions community, visiting us on the ranch, the farm in Malibu, Vital Zuman, he's a very conscious gentleman. We're all luminaries doing what we do with the absolute intention of coming from a very clear foundation in higher personal values. We do business from higher personal values. It's a life that works for everyone. And when we tune in weekly for a year and a half, thank you so much for listening, we start really downloading this information. And even if we don't physically go out and practice it, although it would be fantastic if you could take action, just hearing the words can have an effect, a positive effect, will affect us in some degree, because everything is connected. And you know that this information is shared from my heart to yours. So I want to take this opportunity and thank you so much, as always, for listening in to Enlighten Up Radio. I'm Lisa Sahakian. My company is Inspired Living Solutions. We are doing great things on the planet. I want to thank, once again, our co-sponsor for Enlighten Up Radio, Building the New World. You want to check out and attend May 28th through the 31st. Don't worry, we'll work it out. It's a very inexpensive 4 days for $200 or $400. It's very, very inexpensive. It's like $100 a day. But it's worth going to. So it's been another enlightening show. I want to thank everyone for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahakian inviting you to remain in the most highest, most authentic way of living today and every day. Love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering what. I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will. Wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. greater than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. Our mind and with our